Blog Talk Radio. everyone. This is Bonnie Alvarez on air, and I can't tell this week whether I'm dead or alive. And I know Susan's going to laugh and say, oh, come on, Bonnie, we don't say that. But you know what? This has been a rocking 2 weeks for me with health. But I am getting better. I am happy to be here, and I can't wait to start this show and tell you about all the shows coming up. But first, let me say hello to my co-host, my sweetie pie. Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie. You want to turn your microphone down, your speakers down again? You're echoing.
Okay. I'm going to try, but you know I'm not internet savvy, and my speakers are down to 40%, so I'm just going to keep going. I am going to tell you guys, we're so excited. We kind of jumbled up the week, and I want to tell you about it. But, again, my name is Bonnie Albers, and you can reach me on my Facebook. It's Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just friend me, and you'll get to see all of our upcoming shows and any funny things we put on there. We also love you to leave messages at Blog Talk Radio. Please like us and leave us a message. Tell us what you want to hear. Because Susan and I, from A to Z, we can do it all. But you know, we rock Akashic Records, and Susan is bringing her tarot cards back. And, of course, I'm a spirit communicator, spirit everywhere. So if you want anything that we aren't giving you, let us know. We have all kinds of guests that come on the show, so they bring what Susan and I love to give you is variety. Today's show, we're going to do the tarot cards, Akashic Records, and spirit communication. And I am a RN, I'm an LNC, I'm a counselor, and I'm a life coach. But my favorite job, the job I rock and roll, is I'm a spirit communicator. I want spirit everywhere I go, and I love spirit. I also am a channeler. I channeled Susan's book. She'll get into telling you about that book in just a few seconds. And I just wanted everybody to know before I get into it and before I let Susan get into it, anybody that buys her book, which, by the way, I've used in my counseling, I've lectured all over, I use it in my regular practice as well as my spirit communications, it rocks both worlds. It bridges the gap between spirit and about our physical plane. If you buy the book and you send it to me, I will sign it. Now, let me just tell you who we got going on for the next couple weeks, and that way you can write it down. Tomorrow, you know, we have Astro Wednesday. Ron is going to rock tomorrow with everything in the heavens. We are going to have 1 hour of you calling in and asking what is going on in the heavens. With these grand crosses and the blood moon that happened this morning, there is such angst about everything in the month of April that we're opening this hour up to you. You can call in and ask Ron anything you want about what's going on in the heavens in April. After Ron comes Kelly. Kelly is going to read her Atlantean life card, birth card. She's going to rock all the planets, tell you where they fall, and she's going to do readings. Thursday, we've got, that's our show day that we have different guests. We have Leslie Journey coming in the house, and we have Susan Schaff coming in the house. Susan is a pet communicator, and Leslie Journey is a spirit medium psychic intuitive. They are super great. They're going to rock Thursday. Friday, we've got our own mermaid. She now is called a heaventologist. And we've got Amy Cavanaugh and Kelly. I don't know if Peg's going to be here with her angel cards because Peg is moving. That's this week. And I'm going to get into a couple really cool days you need to mark. Next Tuesday, I think it's the 22nd, we've got Alan Drew. He's from the UK. He is a detective medium, psychic intuitive. And let me tell you, nobody gets past me. This guy is good.
He's a druid shaman.
Yeah, he's so cool, and he brings it to the table. So make sure you get in if you want to hear and get any messages from Alan. It took me a long time to get him on this show. He's had his own show. He does other people's show, and he does TV. You are going to love this guy. You can look him up at alandrew.com or .uk, I'm so sorry, and see for yourself. He's a detective medium. At the end of that week, I think it's the 26th and 27th, I am going to be in Casadega. There's only two places in the country that have the spiritual community. One is Lilydale. The other one is Casadega. I'm going to be
broadcasting
live from Susan's old mantra, Casadega, where Matt, from the Universal Wellness Center. It is now called Bridget's Well. They're going to have a huge psychic fair with all kinds of crystals and crystal people who talk to crystals, get messages from crystals, tarot card readers. There's Indian shamans there. I'm going to be broadcasting live from there, and you're going to get to ask people questions. So that's Saturday and Sunday, and that are those are special shows that I have put on. May 8th, we've got two people. I'm not going to tell you too much about them because it's kind of a surprise and further down the road. But May 8th, Susan knows who's coming on that show. The first hour is going to be Heather. She's a animal communicator. She does all holistic Reiki medicines with pets and horses, and she will rock your house when you call about your animal. She saw my dog Chili too, and I'm going to tell you, the information I got. And I also, she made up medicine, organic medicine that's made out of flower essence for what was wrong or what seems to be a Chili's issues. I hope they work. And again, the next hour is a fabulous, she reads for very, very, very famous people. Her name is Annabelle. She is one of Susan's, it's Aunt Annabelle or your cousin, Susan?
Actually, she's my second cousin and the spiritual psychic matriarch of our family. I mean, she can do it all.
I'm getting in line for that one, girlfriend. I'm getting in line. Well, you always get in line. I'm getting in line for that particular reading. So everybody, and the end of May is my absolute, I don't even know what to call them because I'm so excited it won't even fall out of my mouth. My idol, Mark Anthony. He's the psychic lawyer. He has a book out. It's been a New York Times bestseller. His name the name of the book is Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He is a lawyer. He practices in Florida. He has written this book. He goes around the country. He's been on shows. He's been on TV. He's been on radio. He is so cool. You can't even get an appointment with him for a year. He agreed to come on our show. I'm so excited, but, I can't, go in the first, hi, I want you to read me. So I'm so happy and proud he's going to be on our show. So I'm going to let you all at him. So be sure on May 31st, 1 to 3, it's another show I'm putting on a Saturday that you get in because this is a cool guy. He's a psychic. He's helped many people find their loved ones. He's helped police, and he's helped put people away. He's helped find the right person that committed crimes. He's helped people who have had violent crimes done to their, spouses and kids. He has helped them connect. He's helped so many people, and he still practices law, so you're going to really rock him. But anyway, now that I've said all that, I just want you to know that I love you, and we love everybody on the show, and my co-host rocks the stars all the time. So, honey, I'm going to hand Susan Z over to you. Susan, tell everybody what you're doing about my book that you wrote.
Well, honey, you haven't told them yet how to get in touch with you.
Oh, okay, thank you, because I would have had to interrupt you. You can get a hug call to me.
I just thought I'd stop that. Oh, my God, I forgot to tell them.
You know what? I wish I had, a ticker board that tells me what to say because I just look in the air and things spill out of my mouth, and that one didn't today. So thank you because, I would have had to. When I heard you say it, I would have had to stop.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You can reach me at balbers714 at AOL.com. That is my email. It's the best way to get a hold of me. You can also get a hold of me on, I have two web pages, but I can't get them to work in unison. But if you want to go and take a look at it, the really cool one is BonnieAlbers-on-air.com. Or if you can't remember that, BonnieAlbers.com. Both will get you to my site. And now I'm going to hand you over to Susan because I love what she's going to say. So go for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie girl.
Wait a minute. What other thing? I have to interrupt you. I see Chris is on the board. I don't know if she's still here. But I got to tell you, Chris, and Chris has a show every night, 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard, because that's where I'm at. But, Chris, I got to tell you, the minute you came on the board, that little guy comes in all the time handing that coin over to you. And he's in a brown outfit. It looks like a druid, and he's in a forest. So you got to find out who that is because I keep seeing him every time you come on our board. So go ahead, Susan. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I already said hi, Chris. I had to come out of chat because for some reason I had an echo in AOL today, so you just kept on sounding like you were, like, double talking, so I couldn't stay in chat. First thing I want to do is I want to – I know. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So anyway, I want to say hello to all our listeners today. We're so happy that you have joined Bonnie and I. I'm Susan Z. Rich, Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun and crime, as she would say. Yes, I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul journey for you. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I am the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com, which, of course, Bonnie says that she channeled for me a few years before, but she made me do all the grunt work, okay? But she'll gladly sign the book. Yeah, she'll gladly sign the book for you. But I had to write it. And the book, you'll see it as we always like to say, bridges the gap between the spiritual world and the physical day-to-day world in terms of how your higher self communicates you through your age groups. You can read more about me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can reach me at szrich@aol.com. You can schedule readings by email, Skype, or phone. And I use the Spiral Tarot and based on your career, romance, general questions for a half hour and an hour. And you can also have your Akashic readings done by appointment too. Okay.
Do you know what, Susan? I got to tell you, I rock those tarot cards. I wish I could read them. I know I probably could if I would take a minute and look because I also ordered them because I so resonated with them. Everyone, when I met Susan, she gave me a tarot reading, and I asked her just recently. Spirit told me to tell her to read my tarot. So this is a cool deck. She rocks that deck. I have never, and I have friends metaphysically for I don't know how long, and they all use tarot decks. This one rocks the house, and that's why I'm so happy Susan brought it back for all of you, because if you would see it, if you actually would get on Skype and see it, it's the coolest deck I ever saw. It's so interesting. It's so accurate. Susan, as intuitive and psychic and mediumistic that she is, of course, that's with the deck also. So anybody, I don't think a half an hour will do it for you, but you can try. I'd be getting that hour. So we're going to tell you that we've got some people on the board. We better start. And we have, but I wanted to tell you something, sister. I can't remember what I wanted to tell you. I think I wanted to tell you that if we have to make a card up between the two of us, we better just be hauling a big poster board around. So
I know.
Sometimes I think, just drop it and just say we're mediums or psychics, Akashics, whatever, because I'll tell you what, the rest of the stuff is just so cool that if we keep it up, I don't know, it'll be taking all the whole show. So we are going to get right to get started. And please excuse me, both Susan and I are on meds for this week. I don't know how.
Oh, yeah, both of us are miserable.
Yes, but we're so connected. But I'm telling you, if we sound a little off, that's why. So we're going to go straight to 256, 256. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Who are we
I had y'all on speaker. I didn't think I'd be on air so quick. I was just listening.
Y'all
caught me off guard. I figured I'd be like last. Just whatever you guys can pick up. I'm on my meds too. Okay. I heard that.
Oh, I think everybody is. It's really tough. This month is just kicking my butt. I mean, I've gone from a virus to getting the shingles and everything. It's just really crazy. But you know what? That's really broad. First of all, who are we speaking with?
Oh, Wanda from Alabama.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey.
If you ask us a question, I mean, you've got a few choices here. You can ask us a question if you want to know something about your love life, business, or you can have your Akashic records open. So
Akashic records. How's that?
That sounds fabulous.
I've never had that. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. The Akashic records kind of give you a sense of, you know what you wrote for yourself, and kind of helps you make sense on some of the choices that you made, career, love life, all of that. So yeah, let's get to it. Well, Wanda, the first thing that I want to ask you is how old you are, so I know what soul window you're in.
I think I'm 51. I think I'm 51. I can't remember.
51. Okay, close enough.
Wanda, I haven't remembered how old I was either. I'm still rocking 15. I think I turned 16 in July, but I'm not quite sure either because, you know, age just flies by me. Go ahead.
Yes. And I'm going to, I'm going to remind everybody on every show from now on in that I want you to really think about it now, that you are receiving information and counseling from a teenager. So just saying.
And who best knows but the teenage people? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So you are in what they call cry on return, all right, which is the largest soul window that there is. When the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around and says, wow, you know, have I done what I came here to do? Is there more to do? Is it time to change? Do I want to go back and address what, you know, I just kind of put on a shelf somewhere or it was too scary? Redo, reset, clean out, new approach to life. And you're kind of a relatively newbie. Okay, this happened, you've only been in it in about 2 years. It started for you about 2 years ago, and it was kind of like, it's odd. My spirit guide, who loves movies, all right, is showing me a scene out of Forrest Gump, okay, you know that movie, and how when Forrest Gump got kind of like perplexed about life and everything, he cocked his head to the side and kind of had that look like, you know, what? Okay. And that's what kind of happened to you in the last 2 years. It's like you kind of looked at people around you, looked at your life, looked at your job, and it wasn't like a roll you over with a Mack truck. It's like all of a sudden it was like you were like looking at things out of focus, and what you were accepting of in the beginning all of a sudden got on your nerves. It's like if it was you'd let slide by, all of a sudden, you know, that's it. I'm going to say something about it. I can't. I'm done. You know, it feels like that physically, you changed something physically, either whether you maybe addressed weight or you decided that you, you know, wanted to young it up. Is this resonating with you at all?
Oh, you're right.
Well, I gained weight because I was too thin, and I began working 2 years ago. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hate you. You were too thin.
Yeah, I was too thin. I was like 94 pounds, and I gained weight.
Because I felt it was like on a physical level too. So it's just the beginning. All right. This feels like the soul window is going to last. Probably you got another about 10, 11 years of this soul window. Strong spiritual winds coming in on this soul window. Your mission in this soul window is to become authentic. Okay. You just don't want to hear, you know, the skating, the lying, the excuses, whatever, and it's going to get real serious with you, and including yourself. You know that, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow, girlfriend.
I believe that.
Yeah. Put your big girl panties on and do that. Yeah.
Okay.
So real amazing 10 years is coming up for you. What do you do for a career?
I work with a health study.
Say that again.
I gather data for a national health study. I gather data.
Okay, so you do like data input?
A health study. Yeah, for health studies, yes.
Okay, for health care?
Yes.
Okay. Have you always done that?
Off and on, yeah. I've been doing it for 2 years.
Okay, so this is the only career that you've had is the data, like doing computer, data, tech, that kind of thing?
No. I've been an insurance salesperson, loan originator, tour coordinator. No. I mean, I've done all of everything. Yeah.
Okay,
I've always
that's what I wanted to know. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because it all has a thread. We all follow a pattern of what we're attracted to, in terms of what the journey that we wrote for ourselves. And it's like what tells me about these careers that you've had is that you are a mistress organizer, like your T's dotted, your T's crossed, your I's dotted. You're the kind of person that comes into a place and you're, padding the stack of papers so that they're nice and neat and casually, you know, like everything. Order and organization is really important to you, okay? And,
it is, but I'm not. I wished I was. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm not finished yet, okay? It's like you do that well for other people.
Okay.
But you yourself.
But not for yourself.
Yeah. You yourself, it's like, well, that's it. I'll get to it tomorrow, you know. And it's not like you can't stand like clutter or, you know, mess or anything like that. But you have this organization. The downside of that is that you're kind of like a you're one of those people that has a to-do pile, you know, that procrastinator to-do pile, okay? And I'll tell you why you're like this in a little bit. What your gifts are?
Do I know what my gifts are?
Well, you should.
A little bit. Yeah, kind of. I'm working on them.
You're what?
I'm working on them.
No, what do you, I mean, what would you say what your gifts are? I mean, it's like, you know, what are the gifts that you share with others?
Oh, well, let's see. Well, Mark, now I'm taking this in a whole different realm. Okay, well, the only gift I've got that I can share with others is kindness and things like that. But if we're talking like on a metaphysical, I do read some.
Okay.
I use the numerology as a tool, and I jump off from there, and I give them names and a little bit of information through numerology, whatever I get.
Okay, when I say
gifts, I love you, girlfriend.
What was that last part?
I love you, girlfriend. That was the last part that I said.
No,
I
want to hear what she said about the you said why you said I love you, girlfriend. That's what I didn't hear.
What I said, I don't know. I just said that I've tried to. The only thing I know that's not, I try to be kind to everybody, and I try to get along with everybody, overlook whatever little stuff, and just go on. That's just in the real world. What I do, the only gift that I've been working on and developing is I do read some, but it's not like you guys, and it's not like on demand like you guys do. I will use numerology to read some people like that I run into at work or something like that. And I use numerology as a jump point, and I give them names and things and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, I love you, girlfriend. I'm going to say it again because I am so interested in numerology. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't walk numbers. I do, but I don't get them. But I do. I so love numbers, and I'm learning a lot about them. But go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Okay, you know, I'm going to make this, I guess I'm going to have to make this clear. Thank you so much, Wanda, for pointing this out to me, is that because of your kind of confusion when I asked you what your gifts are, because we are a show with we have psychic abilities and mediumship and, you know, spirit medium, is that when I say gifts, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm asking you what your spiritual gifts are. I mean, your gifts could be like that, you know, you take in stray cats, you know, and you take care of them. Your gifts are basically it's of the heart, connection with spirit and the heart. And like you said with you, kindness is your greatest gift. And it's like the numerology is kind of like that on that spirit realm. So it doesn't necessarily mean when I say, what are your gifts? You know, like, oh, are you intuitive? Do you see spirits or like that? So
yes,
I just wanted
to.
I know you do. I know you do. So, okay, what are the things that you like about yourself?
I do like that I am kind. I do like that I am that I can withstand things that's thrown at me, that I'm able to try to shake it off and walk on and just not fight about it. I do like that I can persevere like that, that I don't let a lot of people get to me.
Kind of you're like Teflon?
Kinda and kinda not.
Kinda,
you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you have a real, real interesting life in terms of you know what you're trying to accomplish here. Okay. It's kind of a dualful. The first thing that I see in terms of your tools, okay, it's like I see these kind of scientific formulas, okay, not geometric designs, but like, you know, algebra, you know, chemistry formulas is what I'm seeing, that the tools, okay, which is probably why you have taken on the thing of being organized, very scientific, very, helping get people on the right track and organized. But the thing that's around these formulas, okay, is this kind of like soft, like softening out like clouds, like cotton, all right? And what that tells me here is the tools that you came in here to do is that kind of set things straight. You have a way out of kindness when people or organizations or situations, when they, how they say, step out of line, okay, when they're unkind or when they've said something inappropriate or they say something that was mean or something, you have the ability in a very kind way to make them aware of it, whether it's by speaking or whether it's by action or whether it's by, you know, by what you do. And so your tools are here is that from a very kind of, that's this Teflon that you're talking about, like a scientific approach, like we're all kind of ants under glass, for you. But out of kindness, you're teaching every single ant in that under glass of like, no, you can't, no, that's not nice for you to walk over that other one. No, don't take that other that ant's food. It's like, no, you should put some clothes on. Yeah? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I won't be really mean to them. I'll just like, oh, my gosh, that's not nice. Like I saw something on Facebook.
Exactly.
Where somebody took a picture of a man running down the street. He was on fire, and they put a funny song with it. I'm like, oh, my, this is not nice, you know. In other words, like.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't find the humor in it, and I was showing them I couldn't. But I did not say that they couldn't. I said they saw that I could, and they're like, "Oh well, yeah, it is in bad taste, you know."
Yeah, that's what you do is that you stir an energy of kindness in people. You even if they don't respond right away, they think about it, and it's like that scientific approach. Is why you got into all the data and the insurance and the coordinating, because it's like you are an observer. You really don't allow the emotional impact of what it is that they've done. I mean, you've seen people that are passionate about things that they get all upset and you. And it's like you don't do it like that. You do it in a very kind, detached way of say, you know, like maybe you might want to rethink what you just did or said. So that's your tools. Now your foundation here is something entirely different. Okay, your foundation here is the reason that you came in here with this kindness and the scientific approach here is that you have that detachment comes from a place of really not being attached to humanity's suffering. Okay, this is you have foundational imprints of and do you have issues about animals being hurt and things like that? I mean, big time.
Kids, you know, of course.
Kids, animals.
Yeah, I don't like to think about things. To be honest with you, I can't stand to see stuff like that.
I saw that man
on fire, and he's running down the street. Somebody put a catch and walking on sunshine. He's walking on sunshine. He's on fire, and like somebody put a Chinese barbecue.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand
it. It's like you can't watch
that.
It on TV. You can't hear about it. You can't read about it. You just
uh-uh.
It's a thing. And the reason being is that because your foundations come from a place. And I'm not going to say whether it was by choice or whether you were forced, okay? You were forced to make some very tough choices about who lived and who died.
Oh, no,
okay?
I can't do that. I can never be on a jury. I tell people that. I said, because I just could not be on a jury at all.
Yeah.
I could not be a part of that.
And it's like, and for you, this is the reason why you're trying to teach others about kindness to humanity from one to the other, because it shows here, I don't know whether you were forced to experiment on people and animals and children, or that you had to watch and observe and not be able to do anything. And your soul made the choice of that in this lifetime, you still have this forced detachment. And this was by force, okay? This wasn't like that you were some kind of barbaric, you know, slice them up, you know, type of, no. This was forced upon you, okay, in whatever form it was. And I have to say, I hope, Bonnie, that, you know, you can support me on this, but I keep on seeing pictures of Holocaust. I don't know why.
Don't go down that hole, girlfriend.
I used to think that I was the pre-loss and stuff, hypnotized, whatever. I used to think that I was part of the Holocaust, and I didn't know why.
So
I didn't know if it was Jewish or if it was.
Yeah, we'll just leave it there because Bonnie is sensitive about that.
Yeah, leave it there. I can't do World War II at all. I'm like you, Wanda. I cannot see animals. I can't see people. I can't rock World War II at all. I was there, and I mean not physically because you know I'm 15, but my last life, and I did not make it, and so I totally can't do anything World War II. But I can tell you that's the feeling. Oh my goodness, I've got spirit here.
It's not like that you're trying to make up for anything that you did. It's what you're trying to do is that you're trying to make humanity aware of, like, you know, don't do this. Don't be unkind to one another. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm gonna step in right now because some issues here that I think she will just rock with. I have spirit here, and so I just want to tell everybody in chat. I was writing, and I do want to tell you I can't think, chew gum, write, say, and rock spirit. So I was putting that in the chat because I love all of you. I love watching what you write. But I'm just putting that, so don't get mad at me if you say hi. I'm putting hi. I'd love to be able to chat and write at the same time. But, you know, especially when you get issues like this. But I've got to tell you, Wanda, you are really cool this lifetime. You came in because you were not wanting to do any of what you had to do. And I believe that you saved, actually, people that would have been, you know, had to die since you had to make that decision. I've got them all over here. That you did the best you could, even though the position you were put in was not a great position. But I've got a female energy here. What's really funny, Wanda, is you say you're real thin. This lady is heavy set. Do you know who it is?
Could be my mom.
Yeah, she was a little heavy set, and this is what she... love her, and I love you. I love you because I got to tell you something. You have a really cool, strong persona here. This is what she's showing me. She's showing me a turkey on a platter, and there's lots of people at the table, and she said that she's very proud of your accomplishments. What you like is more simple and loving life. You don't like a lot of mishmash. You don't like a lot of expensive, like you wouldn't be the one wearing a fur coat and jewelry because like you and me, we don't rock killing animals probably. And I'm the same way you are. That's not your life. Your life, you feel really comfortable rocking really simple but really spiritual and loving life. And what she said is, you know, I order rice, and sometimes I can't even read it myself. We cooked all the time, large portions. I see large portions of food. You never had a little bit of food. For some reason, your family or when you all got together, there was a lot of variety of food on that table. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. She had 8 kids. I was number 8 at age 24, so she had 8 kids, yes.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. My husband's 1 of 8. He's 1, and she went down to 8. But so that's why I see so much, and a lot of people at the table, oh, my goodness, I love this. She said that the reason that you, the type of person you are, is she said that your home is always open. Is that what, you know, people come in, people come out, your friends, you don't have a closed door policy. And she said that you are very unsure of the gifts that you, and you need to practice them more. She said that you get those gifts from your mother's side of the family, but you're not, you don't feel strong enough at this point to come out and really, you know, rock your gift.
Right. Her grandmother was a medicine woman. I mean, her grandmother was. My great-grandmother was. She healed people, and they said she used the Bible. I don't know. But, yes, her grandmother
was. I'll tell you, honey, you come from a very spiritual side. What she's saying is, which I love, she's showing me pictures, you know, like then she shows me this long street. It's really weird. I don't know if it's a symbol or you, it looks like it just goes, like the street's like a two-line street, goes down, and it's all green grass on each side. And I'm just looking down there. So I don't know if she lived more like in a country setting, or you all live with not a whole lot of houses, or it is a symbol. But what she's showing me is that. And she's showing me a rocking chair that's like pine wood. It's like a wood rocking chair, and somebody sits in that rocking chair. It's in the house. And it's sitting next to the rocking chair is a basket of flowers. So I'm assuming the flowers are fake, because otherwise they wouldn't be sitting on the floor. I got to tell you something, sweetheart. Your gifts are coming. You're going to rock those gifts. And you know how Susan said in about a 10-year cycle, what I'm hearing is about 58, or you're going to really rock these gifts, because they are going to come in. You're going to connect with your relatives if you haven't already. Because I'm hearing that you know most of this. They're telling me you know most of this. We're just giving you confirmation.
Right.
So
I do focus on it at night.
You're going to be focused.
But I don't want
to.
But I don't want to go forward with it, like you said, until I feel sure with it. So it does not. I don't do it all the time. Only when I feel
right.
I don't know. It just comes upon me to do it.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm so excited for you, because, see, I love gifts. I mean, I put mine away a long time ago. I had them as a kid, then I put them away, and then I rocked them back in my 40s. But I will tell you, for you, you're not that far off. And I would say about 7 years. Your interest in your gift is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And the reason why it's super cool for you, Wanda, is this. Numbers equal scientific things. Numbers people can understand. If you'd say, my life number is number 7, and somebody says, oh, well, what's number 7 mean? You're going to be able to tell them. And people aren't going to be afraid of what you're telling them, because they think that how you're doing it is scientifically versus, you know, intuitively. Do you see what I'm getting?
Right.
So that's why you like those numbers. So
I'll give y'all
you
a name right
back.
Quick. I don't know whose name this is for, but I got a name, Jane, and I don't know if it's for whoever's on the line. I don't know. If any of y'all can take that, yeah, it's fine. But that's what I'm saying sometimes whenever you start talking. I got the name, and the name Jane came through. I don't know who
Me tell you. Do you know a Jane? The only Jane I know is still on the earth plane, but her mom is not. Her mom is Rita, and she would maybe be telling you, because Janie was one of my best friends.
I don't
friends.
Know if... All I got was the name Jane, and I knew it's because I was talking to you and the other lady, and I didn't know who it was for, but that the name Jane came to my mind. It said this, and I usually don't do this, but I just went ahead and spit it out. I got the name Jane for somebody on the line there. And I thought that's all I can do. I can't tell you where I got it from. People kept trying to tell me to let them birth it, pull it, and ask me where I got it. I cannot tell you where I got it. It just popped in my head, the name Jane, and it goes out the window.
You know what? That's how intuition works. That's how spirit works. So that is, you don't have to see anything. You don't have to feel anything. If something pops in your head, You should say it. Because Jane could be, like you said, a symbol. I'm thinking that it's my Aunt Rita saying Jane because I would know who she was. But you know
okay,
what?
Well, that was for you.
That's to get,
okay.
Yeah. Well, do you know I'm Aries in the first knot? So anything's never going to be for Susan. It's always going to be for me. So
I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, I really recommend this for you, Awanda, and I'm hoping that you know, do. We have so many talented people in chat. They're all medium psychics intuitive. The greatest way for me to tell you to start using your gifts without kind of like, you know, you wanting to use them right now is get in the chat and start talking. Because these people are all gifted as well as you, and you can start throwing out things like you could have put, hey, does anybody take Jane? I'm hearing a Jane. That's the greatest way anonymously for you that you can do it. And then when you get comfortable, you'll start coming out. I would say about 58. That's what I'm hearing. But you know what? You're not going to not use it. What I'm saying is you're going to just keep building it because I got to tell you, your side of the family, that lady that's here right now, says that you're not going to be able to hide it. So just keep at it, keep practicing, keep doing what you're doing. And I love you very much, Wanda. So I hope you come back.
I love
to
all of you too. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you. Well, we help you perfectly.
Oh, thank you, Wanda.
Thank you for letting
us
in.
You're welcome.
Listen, you are a sweet lady, and I love you, girlfriend. Let us know how far you get. We would love to see you in chat. Okay? I put you on hold, Wanda. I'm going to the next caller, 814. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
814. We're calling your name. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you because I can't hear them. 510, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
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 Who are you speaking to?
Hi, my name is Rochelle, and I am going to be 58 years old in July.
Good oh, girlfriend, wait a minute. Don't say anything, Susan. I'm on a roll. July, I'm July. Are you a Cancer or a Leo?
Cancer, all the way.
Oh, you are? Well, honey, I'm a Cancer, too, but I rock Leo because I don't have anything in Cancer. I have 8 planets in Leo. I am so not a Cancer, but I am so glad you're a Cancer because then it gives me, okay, great, I've got all these great people in my sign. So anyway, Rochelle, how can we help you today?
Can you please take a look at my career path? I am without a job right now, and I am seeking high and low, and I'm running into a lot of stumbling blocks, and there must be a reason for it. So is it possible you can take a look at that, please?
Susan, do you want to pull the cards for her?
Yeah, I want to ask you something specific, though, is that what you're asking – are you trying to, you know, like dabbling around, like maybe thinking that you're, like, applying for the wrong jobs or that you should, like, shift it up a little?
Well, you know, I'm trying to apply for anything that my skills can transfer over to, and I have plenty of skills.
Okay.
So I don't want to go stay in the industrial sector that I was in before for many, many years. I want to take those skills and move them elsewhere, but I'm having a hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so funny.
Okay.
I got to tell you, before you pull them, Susan, my spirit guide said the minute she got on the phone was she's looking in the wrong places. So
that's
I
why I asked.
Yeah, I know. I should have said it before you got on, but I thought, I don't want to start off saying that because I'd let you do it. But what I'm hearing, Rochelle, is go ahead, Susan. But I'm hearing you're looking in the wrong places. It's the wrong place, the wrong type of job. But go ahead.
Okay. Here's some of the cards that I pulled for you. All right. The first one is the Two of Pentacles, which is of course the career success. The next is which is the King of Swords, which represents contracts, and another the King of Wands. So there's like two male energies next to your wish card, which tells me that this is more than likely there's decisions in terms of what you're going to be hearing from is comes from male energy. But the first thing that I'm getting, the next year wish card, is the, what they call the Eight of Cups, which is unfulfilled love and kind of stagnant and bored. All right? Now, all right, and what I'm hearing is that the reason why I asked you is about shaking it up. Definitely need to redo your resume, okay?
Yeah.
Because what, yeah, because what I'm hearing is that it's just, you know how you say you're a jack of all trades, you've done a little bit of this and thing. It feels like that it's too generic, okay? Mm-hmm. You might want to have a professional resume writer look at it, because what I'm hearing is that there's a portion of your resume that is kind of like tucked away and lost that can be beefed up to open up a whole avenue of prospective jobs for you. And you're just kind of like, well, I do this and I do this and I've done 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 this. Okay, there's something in there that that you can beef up to.
I know what it is.
Well, jump in there, sweetie.
I'm sorry. You know me. I can't. First of all, I can't keep my mouth shut. And second of all, you know that. That's not a Akashic record, so I'm not like breaking your train of thought. So I thought, okay,
that,
I'll just jump in.
Yeah, you're right. And it's like I'm hearing. How long you been out of work?
I've been doing part-time work out of my home for myself. So it's been a couple of years, but I spent a lot of money having my resume professionally done.
Can I ask a question, Rochelle? I mean, this is what I'm going to ask you because this is what I'm hearing from Spirit. And it's so funny that you called because yesterday I was talking to somebody who came over here, Susan, you know who it was. And the same thing, she had the same gap in her resume. Did you put any, what did you put for your last couple years? Did you put that you're working at home?
Yes, I definitely had that, and it's definitely spruced up. And I'm calling many of my clients.
Okay, do you have anything there about, I'll tell you what you need to put, I don't know why they say this, but I think that's what they're looking for now. Do you have any hobbies or skills other than what you put down? Because I'm hearing that what you're not putting down is that you have other hobbies that you can enhance on that resume that they are going to look at.
The only hobby I have is physical fitness. I work out all the time.
Okay, do you read? you need to put some of your hobbies.
Have you ever thought about pursuing taking that physical fitness to another level?
No. If I was 20 years old, I probably would, but at my age, I just enjoy doing it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing is, and this is really something that'll be up to you, but if you look at resumes and you look at new resumes, if you have been out of work and you're working at your house, they know that you're not employed by somebody and that if you're looking for a job, their concern is that your own business might, you know, you need to be supplementing your own business. So what you need you don't have to take my advice, but I am going to tell you this because this is what I'm hearing. Is that you need to supplement your resume with what your hobbies are. You just don't have physical fitness. I think you are you have health and nutrition, physical fitness, and they're saying that you you read a lot about you read a lot about different health modalities, and somebody is going to pick that resume up that is also into that, and say, hey, well, she has her own business at home. She's into health. She's reading. She's doing this. There won't be the gap that they see. And I know you don't think you have a gap in there, but I keep hearing it. So, and boy, I'm getting confirmation because I'm getting the chills here. So I do think you need to rewrite your resume. You don't have to, you spent a lot of money on it, and so did a friend of mine in the UK, and he's still not working, okay? And I gave him the same advice. Because when people read your resume, they know, one, a professional has done it if it's you know, right in cue. But two is they look for certain gaps. And nowadays, they're looking for your extracurricular activities. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I don't even know why I'm telling you this because it's so imperative. They're telling me it's imperative. So I put it underneath or somewhere on it, hobbies and skills, and then put all the things that you have and break them down. Your fitness, you love fitness, you like health, you like jogging or walking, anything you do, because it's going to hit somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd like to ask you is that you're self-employed.
I'm an independent contractor. I work for a company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you put on your resume that you put the company's name and that you work for them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Since I'm not a resume expert and don't know what kind of jobs you are applying for, but Bonnie and I are both picking up that there's something on your resume that it's like, I mean, the hobbies are, I mean, a definitely an excellent addition, but
you have to stand out. Yeah, you have to stand out. That's why. Because you have to stand out.
There's just something that you're not glorifying on your resume that would make you more interesting, you know, that would be to get you more work. Are you still looking to be an independent contractor, or are you looking for, like, to get a job?
Yeah, I'm very open. I had I've had some interviews, but it just did not feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to take something unless my gut is saying, hey, this feels good. I want to move forward with it. So I am looking for a change, and I'm very open.
Yeah. Well, that's the change. That right there is what I feel is what's making the difference. You have changed. Your energy has changed. So now make your resume to match that change. Before, it was like, I can do this on my own. I mean, it's like I'm doing okay. But it's almost like that you feel like that you have to, I don't know, Bonnie, if I'm using the right word here, socialize or be a part of something versus
independent. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is how, and I know that's exactly what I'm trying to say, but it's more like you went, and I'm going to give you an example, but it isn't you, so it's just an example. Okay, so if you work corporate, and I don't say that you do, but if you, let's say, sales, corporate sales, and it's, you know, you're pretty structured there, even though you can go on your own time, you're more conservative thinking. When you change your energy and you do work out and you feel like you want to change, you want more of a spiritual life, you know, and I don't mean religious, I just mean, you know, healthy mind, body, and soul. What you're doing is you're not changing what you're doing in your resume to show that. And that's what I'm kind of feeling, that you need to put some vigor, the word is vigor, into your resume because it looks too conservative. And it's okay to be conservative.
Plump it up.
And you've got to lighten it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Plump it up. That's what I heard, right? It's like it's just too blasé.
Conservative.
I mean,
Okay. I understand.
You know, I know you don't want to hear this. I know that it's not. I mean, and we would love to tell you that your resume is perfect. I know you spent a lot of money to get it redone.
Oh, definitely.
But here's what I would do. when I'm, you know, stuck in, like, when I someone gives me, you know, like a spiritual advice or a message from, you know, the guides, and I go, and if, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. The first thing that I do is that I start going into prayer at, you know, morning and night, and I go, show me what it is that I need to see on this resume, because I know you're trying to give me some kind of message here, and it happens.
Yeah. Even though we gave you the message now, anyway.
It's easy. It's an easy adjustment. That's what I'm hearing. It's not like that you have to have, you know, go and rewrite your whole resume. It's just a tweak. Just a tweak, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, you know, this woman can do this, or this woman's good at this, or something like that. Let's call her in.
And, you know, if they look at your resume, and they have 50 resumes all like yours, professionally done, all have the same skills, basically, and then the guy or girl looks at it, and at the bottom you have activities, running, yoga, blah, 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 and they are into that, which is what I'm hearing. They're going to say, hey, because they could pick one out of the 50, but yours will stand out. So you've got to put some interest and hobbies in there. So will you let us know what happened?
I'm definitely going to add that to my resume. Makes sense.
Thank you. Thank
Perfect.
You. Yeah, we really want to hear. Yeah, and it won't be long. I mean, it really. It's like your whole energy has changed once you made the decision of like, no, I'm ready to get out there. And now get your paperwork to match that energy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that sounds very encouraging. So thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You're
thank
very
you
welcome.
Calling.
All right. Rochelle, Bye-bye. Make sure you let us know. Bye. Rochelle, make sure I'm putting you on hold, but make sure you let us know how she just dropped. Okay. Well, I hope she lets us know, you know, what happened. I'm going to go back to the 916 call to see if they are there again. 916, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Good morning, Bonnie and Susan. How are you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whichever country, state, or province you're in.
It was a red moon last night. Who knows what it is?
I know.
Yeah.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, and I have a guy coming on tomorrow, our resident astrologist, is going to talk about April heavens and what's going on in that sky, and he's going to take questions. So if you do want to know more about it, please call in tomorrow, too. But hi, what's your name?
Hi, Donna.
Donna, how can Susan and I help you today?
Oh, my God. You know, you have such a sultry voice. You should do phone sex.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I've been told that many times. Yes.
I mean,
girlfriend, I'm so happy you started to think like me. Okay, girl. All right. Good telling, Donna. I love that.
Somebody
okay.
would have to write scripts for me.
What can we do for you, Donna, besides laugh? What can we do for you?
Are you doing Akashic Records today?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Hey, Donna, wouldn't that be funny if, like, you were a prostitute in the last life?
Oh, who knows? I could have been.
I'm seeing Cartesians and brothels, and it's like,
as long as she owns them and she's not one of the girls that are just, you know, flying there. But, you know, hey, let's open the records and see.
Okay, Donna, how old are you?
I'm 57.
57, okay. Of course, you know that you're in Cry on Return if you've been listening to the show. You are in the biggest soul window, the kind of like, you know, what they call midlife awakening, midlife challenge. You have been in this, I don't know, maybe 8 years now, and it's kind of been a roller coaster ride for you. Some of it exhilaratingly unexpected, like, Wow. Oh, my God. I didn't expect this. And then some of it going like, what, you've got to be kidding kind of thing. And so, you know, it hasn't all been like a complete dismantling for you, but but roller coaster ride. I mean, literally, you know, it's like this is like really exhilarating and, wow, this is the dumps kind of thing. So, and also what I'm hearing, too, is that during the last 4 years, you're very psychic, right?
Well, I don't know. Am I?
Well, first tell us what you know, and then we'll let you know.
Yeah, remember who you're talking to.
Right.
Well, ladies,
I mean, did you think they could get away with it? I just never could figure that out, Susan. Either they think we're not that good, or they think that it's a joke. Because I'm telling you, girlfriend, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, the last 2-3 years, I mean, you have been, they have been trying to reach you on every single level. I mean, like, shadows on the corner of your eye.
The corner of my eye,
Knock, knock, who's there?
Yeah, whisperings, being touched, wake up in the middle of the night.
All the time.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
so you
girlfriend, now did we prove it to you? We're psychic. Under the sun. Okay. Donna.
Yeah, your nose is going to go, Donna. So,
Donna.
So in the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, it's like you really, I mean, it's like any possible way that they can communicate with you, and you've got, this feels like you've got two guides with you that have been with you for since you were a little girl, that you kind of pushed them away for a while. You went through the years, the 20s, the 30s, it was like all of a sudden you started noticing things. It's like, oh, my God, I knew you were going to call. It's like, that's so cool.
Yes.
Or like something on the news, like 9/11, you went, you know, it's like, you know, I had a feeling something like that was going to happen. Man, I can't believe it, you know. So it's been a steady buildup for you. And it's not going to go away at any time.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
What you're supposed to it's not, I mean, I'll tell you in all honesty, and I ask you these other questions, is that you're not supposed to be doing anything spectacular with it, okay? Exercise for you in this lifetime, because you've had many, many lifetimes where it became overwhelming to you. It's like it just wouldn't, you know, it's like I can see you in past life going, shut up! You know? It just wouldn't stop. It, you know, because you didn't know how to make it stop. And so in this lifetime, it feels like you had a couple of lifetimes where you just shut it off altogether. I mean, it was like, you know, and became very anti, you know, like witch hunter, you know, anti-spiritual.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, it's like bad, you know, that Satan worshiper type of thing, because you couldn't control it. You couldn't handle it. And in this lifetime, it's about exercising an atrophied muscle, and that's all it is. Okay, it's not that you're supposed to go out and give great messages to the world, which you are capable of,
like us,
for sure.
Like
But it's an exercise routine for you to get back in, because see, now the energy is different. We're now at the age Aquarius. We've come out of the age of Pisces and it's into Aquarius. And it's like everything's lighter and faster moving, and you feel more safer in this energy versus the heavier energy where it's like once you broke that open, it just came mm-hmm. flooding in, and you didn't know what to do with it. So yeah, it's all good. It's all there, girlfriend. Okay, so what do you do for a career?
A couple things. I'm a HR payroll technician. I've done payroll for a lot of years.
What technician?
Payroll.
Okay.
And then on the side, my other life, I am a massage therapist, a hypnotherapist, and an aromatherapist.
Well, you're a therapist. A lot of the fifth.
That's a yes. You're a fifth.
Okay.
You're a fifth. Or a pisser, one of the other. You know, probably both, don't you think?
Okay. So, massage therapist, and what were the last two?
Hypnotherapist.
Aroma.
And mm-hmm. aromatherapist.
Okay. Aroma, okay. That makes sense. Okay. Okay. Gifts that you feel that you have, whether they be spiritual, physical, mental, whatever?
I feel like I help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm of service to people in different mm-hmm. ways. Like with my health, my alternative health care, I feel like that's where I do the most work.
Okay. And what you like most about yourself?
I'm funny. I can make myself laugh.
Okay, so basically you have a sense of humor about most life. Most
yes.
of life.
Yes.
You actually find life pretty humorous. Which,
yes.
You know, having a sense of humor and finding life humorous is a dual-fold thing there, and that is a gift. That is, because you can have a great sense of humor and think life sucks. You know?
Right.
But I mean, you really do find life amusing, and it's like, you know, what the heck? I mean, like, what kind of playground is this? You know? Okay. Interesting. The funny thing about when you were talking about your careers and with all these gifts that you have and therapist.
Can I have a massage?
Absolutely.
Energetically there? Yeah, okay. What are you talking about? All those spirits massage you every day.
You're right. I love them. Okay.
So when I know you will. I chuckled when you started, you know, talking about the therapist and the hair tech and all of that. It's like,
uh-huh.
Here's when I before I went back to school for counseling, and I'm also a hypnotherapist and the Reiki, and I became
your therapist thing coming out too.
Oh, shut up. It's like, and all of those things. I was a buyer for 17 years. A fashion buyer. And I always made a joke of that I thought that was therapy, that was my service. It's like, well, go buy, feel bad, go buy clothes, you know?
Listen,
and
I rock that world.
I know, and it's like, and I truly believed it until I really, because of something happened, and it was like all of a sudden I realized that, wow, you know, I really want to be of service and holistic and metaphysical and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe that being a buyer was counseling and therapy. So it kind of cracked me up when you started doing all of these things, because that's what brought into mind. The reason being is it because of your foundation that you came in on. It's like,
well, honey, you better tell it to us before we actually fall on the floor, roll over, and laugh with you.
Yes, well, why you have such a sense of humor? It's like the first thing that comes up to you as the tools that using in this life, okay, is, God, I'm going to have get out AOL again. Yep. I'm getting an echo. Hold on just a second here. I try to stay in chat, but AOL just echoes me everywhere.
I think they logged everybody out of chat. I don't know what happened, but everybody, like, got out of chat. I don't get why. I think Blog Talk just threw everybody out.
And it's like all of a sudden I'm on chat, and it's like, and I'm starting to echo like a son of a gun. So, okay, here's your tools, all right, which is kind of obvious, all right? It's like what I see here is that it's like there's these kind of, these big question marks, all right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then, and this is like really strange, you're old enough to know this album cover of the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stones with the big smile and the tongue.
Yes.
Okay. That's their classic. Well, that's what's coming up in a picture along with these question marks here. So what this tells me here is that you decided, okay, to find out
down that road.
Yeah, to be of service. Okay, and to find out everything that you can in terms of what makes people feel better by communication and through laughter, all right? Mm-hmm. It's like they're showing me this Rolling Stone album cover with the tongue, and the tongue's flapping up and down, and it's smiling and everything. And it's like, and so those are your tools. It is like how during your journey, how you're learning about yourself, of what makes people feel better, because it makes you feel better about yourself when you make them feel better. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your foundations here, okay, is something interesting here because it's not far from what Bonnie said in terms of...
Yes, I know. I saw two girlfriends.
It's not exactly a bordello, okay? And it's not exactly a house of prostitution, but definitely a lazy lady of leisure.
Okay. And I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you, it was like your last couple of lives were all about you being pampered, about you being taken care of, amused, and really not spiritually growing much at all. And
mm-hmm.
Now, for anybody that's listening going, oh, shame on you, okay, it's like, that all souls take vacations, okay? It's like we do life after life in terms of being in school. We have the tough ones. We have, you know, the brutal ones. We have
Lady Gaga. I'm Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Lady Gaga. I haven't got that life yet, but I am going to rock Lady Gaga and Donatella Versace all in the same life.
Want to do her anymore. She's gotten weird. I mean, she's like doing...
Okay, but I want to do her before she got weird. Okay, I want
to
have that rock and roll thing going.
No,
and I
you need to stop the Gaga thing because she's now doing vomit art. I'm telling you, stop.
Yes, I don't. Well, I won't do vomit art, I promise.
She's gone past the point where, you know, that she's a performance artist. And so,
oh, there you go.
You know, so, no. So stop that. All right? So, anyway, getting back to you, Donna, all right, which is very hard for me. You were kind of like, took a couple of lives off and said, hey, I'm Mike Spotman for a couple of lifetimes, you know, pamper me, you know, indulge me, make me feel, you know, I don't want to hear about spiritual growth. Don't make anything hard. I just rub-a-dub-dub type of thing. And that's the foundations that you came in with this life in order to shift and change, okay?
Okay.
So you're still, that's why you're so comfortable with the massage and the hypnotherapy and, is it because it's a pampering type of healing, you know, nurturing?
Right.
And you're
nurturing. Mm-hmm.
But this time, what it is that it's like decided it's like, you know, this is going to be tough for me, so I'm going to need a sense of humor about this. You know, I came from like a pampered, spoiled brat, and now what? I got to work? What, are you kidding?
I know. Hey, I've been looking for my castle, too. Remember, I am Cleo, and I've been all kinds of other princesses and queens, and I cannot find my servants nor my castle. So I understand, totally.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, you know, this is why I created that sense of humor, but also of wanting, of like, to give back, because the soul said, okay, spa time, vacation's over, and the soul went, what? You know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it made its own decision. But, you know, we come in with the tools to help us make transition. And it's like you spent a couple of lifetimes, I mean, really being pampered. I mean, really. I mean, now you got to admit, I mean, you can, when you lays out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are like prone.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's,
my Lord, okay, we've got it.
And that's the imprint that you have from these lifetimes. And we all do it. I mean, we all get to be, you know, Beyonce one lifetime, or, you know, queen, you know, a princess. We all get to be, you know, the poet laureate, you know, and then we all get to be, you know, the ditch digger. I mean, it's,
right.
You know, we're experiencing, that's what life is about. So, I mean, you chose the perfect tools, because it's like you made the decision. It's like, all right, if I have to go back to work, then I got to do it with humor, because I am not going to like this. And this is what you've done. And very well, I may say. So, Bonnie, shall we release the Kraken, Donna?
Yeah, man.
Yep. Okay.
I love how you say that.
You know, Donna, do you have another? They keep telling me you have another name. Do you have another name?
DJ.
Yes, because I am hearing. I'm not going to go any further, but I am hearing that you have another name, and that you know that other name. So we'll just leave it at that, because I just keep hearing. Another name. And you know what? You are so fun. You are absolutely here to enjoy yourself, but not in that energy of, you know, of that you
indulgence.
Could just lay around and not work. Yes, indulgence. And but that you make everybody happy around you. The spirit that's telling me that it's a female figure, and I'm going to say it's too removed. So, do you remember it's either going to be your great grandmother or your grandmother?
Grandmother.
Okay, she tells me that you have a great attitude, that you have come in here with some adversity, and that you have overcome a lot of that, and that's really what your lesson is here, and that's why you can laugh through life, and you can laugh at and help other people laugh. And do you want to hear something, Donna? That is the biggest, because I'm a therapist too, that is the biggest gift you could give somebody, because you do know, and you know that's how come you're connected to spirit, that spirit comes in laughter. It comes when we lift vibration up and we stay there, because see they have to come down. Their vibrational is so high that they have to come down to us, what she's showing me, and that you give the everybody on the earth that knows you, that meets you, that you go out with, as far as if you're going out to dinner, if you went out to a show, if you're going out anywhere, that you bring that levity to your friends and your family. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
So they are saying thank you, that you are actually doing the work that you are supposed to do here. I'm not going to say it's a free ride because I think you have been through things. But what I want to tell you is, yeah, it's going to get fun for you. So it's going to get fun. Don't you worry about it because that's really what you're here for. You're here because I keep hearing fun. You're here to have fun, to lift the vibration of your friends, your family, your coworkers, and anybody you work with for and come into contact with on a long-term basis. You are actually lifting their vibration. What better thing could you offer in the age of Aquarius than to help somebody lift their vibration? Is that cool?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I have been thinking a lot about the vibration thing, so...
Oh yeah!
What a cool record you have! I mean, really, both Bonnie and I felt that opening your Akashic records was going to be fun, and it's like, truly.
Awesome.
And guess I'm a true rocker at heart. So when she said the Rolling Stones with that tongue,
I know,
we're rocking.
Right on! And I knew exactly she was going to say that tongue thing for some reason.
I know. It was a tongue. Laughing away, and it was smiling and everything, and I went, okay.
you couldn't have given me a better vision, because to me, I love heavy metal, hard rock, classic rock. You give me rock, I'm doing it. But who wouldn't love the Rolling Stones? I mean, I've got to tell you that, and probably nobody cares, but, you know, again, I'm Aries in the first knot, but here we go. I like them, and everybody hold your ears because I know I'm going to hear a million people yell at me. They rock my world better than the Beatles. So to me, when she said that, I was just right on.
Yeah. Awesome.
I hope
you're ready for the hate mail, Bonnie.
I know. Listen, I got to tell you something, though. I do love Imagine. I love John Lennon. I don't really consider that. But I'm going to tell you, when you sing Satisfaction and you spread across that stage, my God, how's not the perfect song?
Oh, yeah. That
and
makes
it's
you
better
move.
Than... Yeah, and wait. I mean, you know, think about it. I love you. Yeah. Better than Satisfaction. Come on. Can't do it. But anyway, don't send the hate mail. I love everything. Oh, I hope we've helped you out, Donna.
You have. You've kind of given me a little more fresh perspective on things, so that's good.
Good. Yeah.
You know what your purpose is.
Yeah, certainly enjoyed it. Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
Thank you. I just put you on hold because we're running out of time. But thank you, Donna. We love rocking your Akashic records. Thank you for letting us in, because without you letting us, we can't get in. Susan says we can't, so I guess we can't. Okay, 770, you're on with Bonnie and Susan.
Oh,
hi.
Hey, this is Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie?
Maddie, hi Maddie.
Maddie, yes.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good.
I hear that you're good. You're having lots of fun.
Yeah, we do.
I want my Akashic records read. I'm so happy that I got in because I didn't think I was going to do it. It was going to happen.
No, you're getting in, Maddie. You're getting in. And girlfriend, I got to tell you, if you know what Susan and I are about, and I'm sure if you listen, you know, raising the vibration of laughter helps everybody, helps our heart, as a nurse, and this is and a therapist and a spirit medium. Laughter and love are the two things that if you can do and give to somebody in this world will help their blood pressure, will help their attitude and all that. So I love that you think we're fun. And you know what? I love that. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I love to be around people who has a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
I really
do. And I know, because you seem like you're fun. I got to tell you, Maddie, I'm feeling it, girlfriend. I can feel it. I think you have a lot of weight on your plate, your life, but I think you really, really, when you can have fun, you love fun.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Okay, go ahead, Susan. I've got to ask.
Okay.
I'm going to just for a minute, so I'm going to leave you with Susan, our resident famous dog, which is a little Chihuahua named Chili. I've got to see what's the problem here. So I will be back in a few minutes, but Susan, go ahead, because since you're opening the Akashic Records, I'll catch you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay. All right. Oh, Maddie's my favorite name. It's the name of my granddaughter.
Oh,
so. Yes. So how old are you, Maddie?
I'm 6'9".
5'9" or 6'9"?
6'9".
6'9"?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to try to think here. You have already gone in and come out of the Kryon soul window, okay? And you went in it probably about maybe like 49, something like that. You stayed in it to about, I'd say, 64. And during that period of time, lots and lots of family changes, it seems like, happened for you during that period of time. And like an emotional awakening happened with you in terms of valuing life, okay? I'm feeling like maybe that some sad things might have happened to you during those period of time, some unexpected happenings, but all about it was about you valuing life more than you've ever valued it before. Now, where you are right now is that you are in what they call the closing windows. There are several windows after them because you are now like in what they call, you know, the downslide of life. You're not going anywhere soon. So because you've got longevity with you. So when I say the downside, it's like that the windows get shorter. They get like 2-3 years,
yes.
4 years, and what they are is that they're kind of like a closing up of you sure you don't want to take care of this before you go home? It's like, well, how about this? It's like, you know, and you can say, yeah, let's go for it. Or, oh, no, I'm too tired. It's like, I'll check it out on the next flight, you know. So that's where you are right now. And it's like, you know, if you feel like addressing it, you're going to address it. And if not, you take the attitude, it's like, you know, I'm going to take a pass. I've done enough work. It's like, you know, put it on my to-do list. Thank you. Okay. So.
Hi.
Oh, she's back. Is the Chili okay?
Chili is doing fine. She thinks she's famous. I just want to tell you, Maddie. She thinks she's famous. She thinks she's talking on the radio, and she sits next to me thinking she's doing the reading. So, okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, cough up, Bonnie. You know that's the truth. So, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have to, you know, admit it. So, okay, what do you do?
Go ahead.
What have you done for careers in the past or what you're doing now?
I'm doing now. I've done quite a few things in the past, but the things that I really love is an esthetician work and massage therapist.
Ah, wow! We got your massage therapist.
Beauty,
yeah.
Beauty, yes, has always been my interest. Yes, my real interest. I've done other things, but that is what I really. I think that is really what I'm thinking about getting back into esthetician, massage therapist. I got an offer with my chiropractor he said, I have this office here, this room here. You're welcome. I'm offering it to you that you want to open up, start doing massages, facials. And I'm thinking about it because that's what I think ever since teenage, I knew that's where my passion lies.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm hearing real strong about you, honey. You don't want to get bored because you'll cut your life short.
Oh no, I keep. That's why I stay busy.
I love staying busy.
Interested.
Interested.
Say what?
Yeah, not just busy work. Interested.
Interested work, stuff that I love, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What do you consider your gifts?
My gifts, helping others.
Can you see spirits?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen shadows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You see him quite a bit, don't you?
I thought you were asking me.
Do I see shadows quite a bit? No, I do not. I've learned to listen to my voice more.
Okay. Here's what I'm picking up is that you're kind of like a spirit magnet. Okay, which Bonnie will once she gets a hold of you, she's going to tell you what that is.
Oh, it's like, yeah. No, I want that. Stick it over here. I want more magnets. I need the magnets. Get it over here, Maddie. Give it to me.
you're kind of like a spirit magnet, but it's like it doesn't seem. I think maybe when you were younger, little. Okay, they were clear, but it's like when I pick up your energy, it's like I see all these shadows around you. And what I'm going to say is that it's not about that you are like a spirit medium. That's not what I'm saying. But you draw spirits to you because of this light that you have. All right, but most of those shadows that you have around you are your guides that have come in to help you.
What is that light is all about? All my life I've been told about the bright light around me.
Oh, well, because that's because you've got a little piece of star in you. You're a star seed.
Oh.
You know what? You rock where I'm from. I'm a big star seed. Well, a little star seed because I'm tiny, but I'm a star too.
You're a star? Okay.
Yeah. Bonnie is a star. Yes, Bonnie's a star. We're not sure what planet she's from yet, but we're searching it out. Okay. So, and what would you consider your the things that you like about yourself?
Well, I like about myself? Mm-hmm. You mean spiritual, mentally, physically, or all of it?
All of it.
All of it. Well, I like about myself that I'm kind, gentle. I'm very easy to talk to. People call me an angel. The ones that get to know me, they can always come to me, and with that gloom and doom, I give them a shoulder to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
What else I like about myself? I like about myself that even though I'm 69, but people tell me I look 50, 52.
Yeah, girlfriend. That's that light we're talking
about.
That inner
and
light.
I like that I when I'm out and about, I get attention from young men.
I get hello from young men.
From younger men.
Yeah,
Maddie.
Cougar.
Maddie,
okay, I like that. Yeah.
Oh my quality. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to hang up. I said, you are taking all of my qualities. I'm just going to have to hang up.
Well, Bonnie, you didn't actually think that you were the only one, only copy that they made.
Oh,
I
no,
mean,
God made many. Many.
Jeez, I'll wait here.
And there are other things I like about that. But one thing I don't like about me is that I need to open up more and get out more.
Okay. All right. Well,
where's
that's
the time?
Yeah, that's just about, you know, getting out there and doing it. I mean, it's
yes.
just making it happen. The first thing that I want to tell you here is the you know, it's like a tool that you came in here with is like the first thing that I saw were stars, okay, bright and shiny stars, which, I mean, that's the light that people
That's the light, okay.
It's because you are a star seed, all right? And what star seeds are is that they come from higher evolved intelligence from other planets, all right? It doesn't mean that, you know, they're any better or worse. They're just
oh, sure.
awakened or unaware. And you, this is kind of a... like a Girl Scout trip for you, all right?
Yes,
and it's like like a Girl Scout trip, like a camping trip for you, and it's like
mm-hmm.
yeah, what you came here to do with your tools, all right, is that you came here to make people feel lighter and better, and always see their better qualities. That's your gift. That's what that energy and that light. It's like even a person who has the most pessimistic attitude can spend 15 minutes with you and walk away feeling better. Somehow, some way, you're gonna make them smile. You know, you're the kind of woman that walks into that cranky old man with a upside down frying bent over in a funnel. It's like, by the time he spends 15 minutes with you, it's like, you know, have a good day. Thank you. It's like, well, yes, I will. You too. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your foundations here, okay, is that the foundations excuse my French. I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Well, you know, that's not really French, Susan. It's really American, so don't blame the French for that. Okay.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what this is that they're showing me. It's like it's always a little bit more complicated when I deal with starseed, you know, versus when you've got someone from another planet or something that comes here to experience.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see what this is. All right. What they're showing me is that they're showing me farmland. Okay. And it's got a tiller, and then it's got flowers all over the place. And what your foundation is that you came here is that is your that is the essence of who you are, is that it's like not only in our planet, but you do this in other planets also, is that what you do is that you come and you till the soil and break the soil up to plant flowers and to make it more beautiful, okay? That's your foundation. And it's not just you've had several incarnations on Earth, but you've also had several incarnations on many other planets. Do you have a fascination with, like, the stars at night? You know, I mean, like, there's something about the nighttime that that you, like, love going out and just walking out and looking at the stars and the moon or something like that?
Not really. I would say it would be adequate. It wouldn't be nothing like, oh, I got to go out and watch the stars. If I'm out, I'll look up. I know I have had a star or whatever it was fall right in front of my feet when I was a child. It was something bright like a piece of diamond just fell right in front of my feet. I was walking the path. It was dark. And I looked, being a child at 11 years old, I looked down and as wow, that shiny bright diamond light thing shining. I just stepped over and kept walking.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that now if that isn't a message, I don't know what is. But that's why. I mean, it's not necessarily like that. You're like, you know, oh, I got to go out and look at the stars. But there's a certain feeling that when you look up at the star and into the night, that there's a sense of connection. Is what I'm talking
I'll
about.
I'll have to take note of that because I have not as of yet. No.
Well, do that. Okay.
I will. I definitely
do
will.
That. Yeah, because, I mean, you certainly got the message about, you know, a star thing falling at your feet, all right, because it's like if you've not done that, then go out and, you know, just make a point of looking up at the stars, because there's where your real connection is that you visit Earth every so often to kind of help raise the energy to help humanity, and then, you know, you just go off to another planet, or you go home or something like that. That's what your foundation is. You are a killer of new thoughts and killer of new ideas, planting something beautiful. So, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
and that's also why you have that kind of ageless quality about you. Star seeds, is that why?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Star seeds always have that. Always.
That's why I look 15, honey.
That's
right. Wow. I love it.
That's right.
Yes, I do.
Okay. We're releasing.
Oh, just, I have a question. I have a younger man that's kind of flirting with me. Would it be good for me? When I say a younger man, talking about 44.
Are you kidding? Do you like him?
I do. I love his sense of humor.
Well, does he like you? What the?
He keeps telling me we have our energy are good together. Our energy are very good together.
Hey, go for it, sweetie. Go for it, sweetie. I'm telling you, if he makes you happy and you make him happy.
He makes me laugh. He's always doing little, you know, silly things or saying little things that make me laugh.
That's right, because it's like what Bonnie says. Love and laughter is what makes this world make it worth living. You know, you have you live to be 100.
Oh, I've been told I'll be around for 104, 100, whatever. I've been told that many times.
I
kind of believe that because I'm very much into healthy eating, exercise, and all of that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, definitely starseed. There's no question about that. Okay, Bonnie, she's all yours.
Yes, we have to wrap this up. I've got to tell you something, Maddie. I stopped writing in the beginning because I was so interested in listening. You know, I stopped my auto writing. Sometimes I can listen to spirit. Sometimes I want to listen to Susan. I did both. Usually I do both, but I was so enamored because what they are telling me is, I think it was your grandmother. It's either your mom or your grandmom who was here. You have a lot of spirit on the other side. And they're watching you. And what they're saying is you have no ego, which is a good thing because that's what we all strive. You really have no ego. You're really about love and you're really about light. You're really about making people comfortable and not being sarcastic or you have to one-up them. You really, truly have no ego, which is something we all strive to do. I thought we all had ego.
Everybody, you know, my grandson told me, he's 7 years old, he told me, Grandma, you are funny, but in such a good way.
Yeah. You don't have, what I mean by ego is that you don't have an ego that stops you from being who you are. Some people's ego do. And they're telling me that you have no ego. And that's not a bad thing. Believe me, I ask my ego to step aside all the time. And you're truly of a gift. You're truly of making other people feel good versus yourself. That's what no ego is. They said that you haven't been down here very much. You do travel. And what they said is that this lifetime – they are preparing you, even though you don't feel all of your gifts, because I don't think you do. I think that you know that something's different, but you don't quite know why. And what they're telling me is that this lifetime here on Earth, because you're not used to being here, and that's why you have no ego at this point, because if you've been here a while, man, you get an ego. But what they're telling me is that they are preparing you for your next trip, which would be, you know, down here when you choose to take it, that you will have those gifts open up. But they have to prepare you because you're vibrating on a different level. You're not vibrating on the earth plane. You're more used to the starseed kind of vibration. So they want you to get used to the earth's vibration. They're letting you see gifts. They're letting you know spirits around. They're letting you know that people are with you. But in this lifetime, you're not, they're saying you're not going to use those gifts. You will, they're just preparing you with these gifts to feel what it's like here on earth to have those gifts, because you have them, but how to maneuver them for the next time you're here. Do you know what that
means? Oh, okay. Yes.
So, you know, that's why I think Susan said you're not going to be a medium here. Well, you could be, but what they're preparing you for is the gifts to come. You have the gifts. They're showing you on earth how the vibratory system works here for you to be able to use your gifts in this life.
Well, what is this one? I think I do use it, because I'll tell friends things and they will, and I don't even, they'll call me back and say, well, you told me this or that with that, and you were right, da, da, da. And I say, I told you what? And they say, yeah, you told me. And I don't remember any of it.
Oh, well, yeah, you have the gifts. Well, yeah, you have the gifts here. But what they're saying is you're not going to be a spirit medium. You're not going to put yourself out there as, hi, I'm Maddie, the spirit medium.
I think I want to put myself out there to heal people in a way with, like, facials and makeup artists.
That's how you're going to do it.
And fashion. That's what I love.
Yeah.
That's what I love. That's what I have a love for. And eating healthy. And that's what I really have a love for.
And you'll work with your spirit guides, and you'll work with the spirit that you know through those businesses. And that's what they're telling me. They're preparing
I let a lot of things go by that I was told years ago in my younger years that people wanted to work with me, so they saw the gift. But I wasn't quite ready. And I think in all reality, I am a late bloomer. But I look at it, it's not being late, it's just the way it is.
Oh, honey,
You're here to practice.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
and
what
I'm going to enjoy my practice.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me, sweetie.
Dear.
Honey?
Yeah, honey, because that's the best practice you can get. I said, go. She said, go get that young sweetie, honey.
Okay. I will invite him out to dinner. I will.
All
right. Well, Maddie, we hope you're doing well, and please let us know how you do. And it's been a pleasure being able to look inside your Akashic records, so thank you.
Oh, it's so interesting. I always wanted that done, and I said, oh, man, I kept saying, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to get in this time. Each time I call, I'm like, oh. They say so busy that I won't get in, but luckily it was my lucky day.
Yeah,
well, honey,
it was
our
lucky
day
too.
Yeah, our lucky day too, Maddie. So thank you, girlfriend.
Thank you, Maddie. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Susan. I gotta rock this right now by telling everybody thank you again. You know we love our callers, our listeners, and our chatters. We don't know what happened to our chatters because some of them just logged out all at once. We're hoping everything's okay. But anyway, I do want to thank everybody. Tomorrow is Astro Wednesday. Tomorrow you got Ron Cole. Please call in. He's going to talk about the heavens and what's happening. There are no readings tomorrow because there's so much going on in the sky. I didn't want to stop it. But tomorrow you'll hear all about April, the grand trine crosses, the two crosses in the sky, along with this blood moon that just, and we have a new moon at the end of the month. So everyone, please tune in. And then you've got Kelly Coulter. She's going to be reading your Atlantean life and birth card. Get on that line fast between Ron Cole and Kelly. Ask questions. At 2 to 3 is Kelly's readings. Get in, you know, come on in because she loves doing them. And then we rock Friday. We rock Thursday with our two guests, and I'll let you know more about them tomorrow. But everybody, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming here. I love you, Susan.
I love you too, Bonnie. Listen to us next week and listen to Bonnie every day.
Yay. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.